A young teacher was asked by her friend, "Why did you become a teacher?" And she responded, "Three reasons: June, July, and August." Obviously, we know that good teachers know their subject, and good teachers also care for their students. If you want to be a good physician, it's not enough just to see a patient, but you have to see the humanity, the wonder in a patient. We who teach, we who heal, we who have anything to do with other people cannot simply see them as objects. We have to see the beauty and the wonder in our fellow human beings. An artist who doesn't see wonder and only sees canvas and paint will never be a great artist. And today's parable is not about riches or power, but it's about seeing the wonder of our fellow human beings, about understanding that of all the things on this planet, the most wonderful thing is your neighbor, is you. The wonder of someone and their life. And when they share their life with you by conversation, when you're a teacher, when you're a physician, when you're a pastor, is the best gift that you can ever be given. In today's parable, the blindness of the rich man is the problem. Not his riches, but the fact that he could not see the wonder of his fellow human beings. And you dog lovers, the dogs did go to Lazarus. They did lick his wounds. They did try to heal him. They noticed him. How easy it is not to notice the people that we live with. How easy it is to call them things like obstacles. I had a friend who had a child with a disability and always used to say, "That's my cross." And life began to change when he looked at his child and said, "That is my gift." What a beautiful thing it is to see the person, to notice who they are, and how poor and how blind we can become when we walk by people and never notice. There's a very famous story about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who helped a poor woman by giving her some food. And the next day, she went to visit the woman, and that woman had given half to her neighbor. And Saint Teresa said, "I was not surprised that this woman was generous, but I was surprised that she knew that her neighbor needed something." To be aware of the other person is a great gift. It eases your own pain by taking your mind off yourself and becoming enriched by someone else's life. I call that free happiness. You didn't work for it. You didn't strive for it. And if someone shares their life with you, you say, "Great, how much richer am I that this person wanted to talk with me and wanted to share their life for me?" This parable is the only parable where Jesus uses a proper name. He calls the poor man Lazarus. Why is that important? Because every person you will see today, tomorrow, and the day after has a life, has a story, and has a name. And if you get to know their name, their story, their life, you will always be rich. Slava Isusu Christu.